At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Let's get back to the wrench with these two tools. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What's your favorite part of the show so far today?
Willie.
Mine is who would make people the maddest next to a killed bear.
Yeah, that was probably,
Jackson, and we came up with John Morant or Jackson Mahomes. That's pretty much it. I mean, I'm taking out presidents and presidential candidates because politics isn't fair because you get half the country to
Trump
hate you.
Biden would,
I mean, both of those guys would pile it on. But, I mean, I guess we'll count Jackson in a sports space, Jackson Mahomes. Him dancing next to a dead bear. We brought that up because I guess Carson Wentz took some crap for killing a bear on a hunt or something. And I was just like, well, if it wasn't illegal, what? You don't have to like it, but it's – do they have to comment on everything? Here's things I'm not commenting on that I don't like. Like, I don't like people who just park in handicapped spots or people I can see clearly who aren't handicapped who somehow, I guess some people say that's finessing a game. I'm not a big fan of that, but I don't really talk about it. I'm like, they finessed the game. They're not handicapped. I see them parking right next to it and they walk no problem in. But that's not like, okay, well, they won. If you don't like Carson Wentz killed a bear, just don't like it in your own mind.
Do you like people who don't return shopping carts?
There's
an entire squad out there.
I've seen them, and they make people mad. They film them, and they mess with them. It doesn't, it doesn't do anything to me, really.
I always bring back the shopping cart.
I really don't like people who I see open up a window and throw a bag of trash just onto the ground.
No, I don't like that either.
Like, what are you doing?
My son yesterday threw his gum out the window, and I was like, what are you doing?
Okay, wait a minute.
It was gum.
It's gum.
I know, but I still...
I don't know if it's necessarily biodegradable. It does seem to last forever under desks.
Yeah.
Whenever you're... And one of my kids has accused Alex's ex-girlfriend
pick it off of underneath the desk and eat it?
Nope.
You never did?
Although one of my kids has accused my son's ex-girlfriend of sticking gum under our couch once. They've decided it was her. I don't know how they would have got that, but like that... Now, I don't think that throwing gum out of a car, I don't necessarily, now you don't have to. You could just stick it in something and throw it in a trash can. But that's one of the things I've become more aware of. It is so late, especially after having kids and I call them lazy about everything. How lazy are you not to just keep something in your car and just take something out and throw it in the trash later?
Well, something else that aggravates me is if you throw something away.
Okay, now we are talking about things that aggravate us.
If you throw something away and miss the garbage and you don't pick it up. So you're just saying, I'm too important. Somebody else has got to pick up your garbage, pick it up, and put it in the garbage.
Okay.
Okay.
What about this?
That aggravates me.
You know what else aggravates me? People that get those frozen frappe drinks at Starbucks when I'm in line waiting at a drive-thru and they got tons of whipped cream. They're basically just getting a milkshake.
Yeah.
If there's not even caffeine in it.
That's what they want. Why does that aggravate you?
Because it is. If there's not caffeine in it, there's others. I'll get headaches and I'll deteriorate physically and mentally if I don't have. I have an addiction. So get out of the way. You think people who are.
Wait a minute. People getting frappe? That's on the menu.
If you're getting. Yeah, but I don't care. Then you're not allowed to get more than one. What? If you're getting it for a whole office where you got to get one of those
carrying things. Well, you should go to the drive-thru. You should. You know what's stupid? Not ordering it beforehand. Everyone who doesn't order.
Here's the milk. Here it is. Here's whipped cream. Here's some chocolate sprinkles on top. Y'all are little punk-ass kids is what you are. Grown-ass woman, 33 years old, getting that. Stop. Grown-ass man getting a Frappuccino with whipped cream and chocolate chips and caramel. I didn't say it doesn't taste good for you, but you can't be getting more than one. You can't do that. That takes up too much time. People, those of us who need our caffeine to survive, you can't be getting milkshakes in a multitude of milkshakes at a drive-thru. That's going to take forever for them to make.
You know what's what really annoys me and aggravates me?
What?
Check-in is now available for your HCAD remote meeting. Please check in using owner's. I gotta fight my taxes on my house right now.
When?
Right now. Okay.
How?
Should I do it on the air?
Oh, you didn't change yours? You could have rescheduled.
I didn't know. I'd never.
Yeah, you could have rescheduled it.
Gosh,
I actually made an offer that they accepted, which means I knew I screwed up.
Yeah.
Last year
they didn't accept.
I was so snarky last year. I was like 4-0 or 5-0 against these guys. And I went in last year, and I thought I had them beat. And they came back and said, nah, you get nothing. You get exactly what the appraiser said. And I'm like, what? I lost? Yeah, you lost.
What?
I never lose these.
Holy crap.
What if
I miss this meeting, then I'm screwed.
You have nothing. What's your case?
What?
You don't have a case.
I don't. I do. I have.
Okay, do it on air. I don't care.
Oh, my gosh. This is awful.
On air. Fight your taxes on air. Have RJ call.
Let's get PD in here, see what he
during a break, have RJ call, and you can fight him here. I'll very quietly sit here. Now, they're going to give out information about your house and all that, so you probably actually don't want to do that.
I probably don't want to do that because Art will just destroy me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not getting HCAD meeting. Oh, 920. It's right. Oh, it's right now.
No, it's 9:20, you said.
Oh, my gosh. Meeting option right now.
9:20.
Okay, I'm going to have to see if I can change it. Meeting options. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Let's get PD in here.
Oh, he can eat up the whole segment.
Go ahead, PD.
What's up, PD? Tell one of your stories.
You know what makes me mad? One of those things that you're talking about, I guess.
Yeah.
Like on Saturday, the lights are still out on 1488 Magnolia. They're just blinking red. You're supposed to treat it as a four-way stop sign. And you get some guy always cheats, and then it throws the whole thing out of, you know,
hang on.
Proportion.
Hang up on PD. I've got an idea. See if somebody can represent you right now while you are, because they can look up your phone number, they can look up your address and get comps for you. Like a realtor who does that can represent you and try to fight for you and save money. You got 10 minutes to do it. You'd be a legend. If you can fight for your taxes and lower your taxes with somebody just does it off the – don't use Gilbert. He's on line one. But if you use a realtor
– no.
Not Gilbert. But if you use
a realtor
– what about
Gilbert doing it for me? Let's see. Let's get Gilbert in here. Gilbert! Gilbert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, listen, I have to fight my taxes right now in a virtual meeting.
Hold on.
Can you do it for me?
Yeah, we need you to represent, because John's got to do the show. Hold on. They're getting a guy in right now. Can you fight for his property taxes?
I don't know what taxes anyway.
Hold on.
Well, wait, I can tell you. Okay, listen, you have to go and look up other houses in my neighborhood and see what the how much per square foot they're charging in taxes. And then mine, you have to compare it and then say, hey, John needs
me. No, I don't know.
Gilbert, I need you to do this.
I can't do this.
Gilbert, okay. All right, we'll hang up. All right, let's see who. Okay, let's go on the line.
This is William from HCAD. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, William. Okay, I'm in the middle of the show right now, but yeah, go ahead.
Understand. We understand that you have tax fight that you're supposed to be doing right now, and so
9:20 apparently. Yeah. Can I postpone?
Do you have a representative who can assist you?
I'm trying to get Gilbert. Gilbert.
All right, Gilbert. This is William. With HCAD, can you step in and fight for his property tax?
Gilbert, can you do it? They want to know if you can take my place here.
No, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Please, Gilbert, please. I'll take a picture with me, you, and Wendy.
Pictures, okay?
Me, you, and Wendy. Okay, we'll take a picture.
Okay, Gilbert, the property location, do you have property location? And what's the number for the case?
I don't know nothing about that, okay? Sorry about that.
Well, Gilbert,
I don't want to talk about sport. I don't want to talk about no taxes.
Come, Gilbert, I need you to do this for me.
Gilbert, go ahead and give us what you think the appraised value should be. We've only got about 5 minutes for this. What do you believe the appraised value should be for the property? At 2743.
I don't know nothing about taxes. All right, leave me alone about that. I don't know nothing about that anyway.
Gilbert. All right, well, what number would you like to submit?
I don't know. I don't do nothing about taxes, okay?
Oh. Well, you're going to lose the case.
Gilbert, I need you to do this. I'm doing the show. I can't do this.
What comps do you have, Gilbert, for that property at 2753 Hemsworth? What number would you like to come in, and we'll see if we can get a declaration.
It's not really my address, but okay.
Gilbert?
No.
Yeah.
Look, dude, I don't want to talk about no taxes, okay?
All right, sir, we're going to have to let you go. We're going to raise your taxes by $11,000 this year.
Gilbert, now I look it. We're not going to be able to take any pictures now, Gilbert.
What?
I just raised my taxes by $11,000.
All right, last chance here. Mr. Granato, is there Gilbert guy on the line? Gilbert, as the representative for Mr. Granato, what do you believe the appraised value should be of the home?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about taxes, okay?
Would you say $80,000?
Yeah, $80,000 would be okay, right? You leave me alone about taxes.
Okay. We're going to $80,000, well below the number we've established. You lose.
Wow.
Gentlemen, thank you, Gilbert, very much, gentlemen.
You just lost my oh, my gosh. Gilbert. Now, look at what happened, Gilbert. Now my taxes have gone up by $11,000 or something. I don't know.
There they go higher on you than what they've already appraised. It's extremely.
I don't know about taxes anyway. Why are you going to worry about taxes anyway?
Well, now it's just.
We're
probably going to lose our house, okay? Gilbert. We're probably going to lose the house. Thanks. Okay.
Well, that ain't my problem, you know.
Well, no, it's my problem. Okay, me and Wendy. Now we can't take a picture. Okay, that's it. All right. Thanks, Gilbert, for nothing. All right.
What do you want to talk about with the Astros? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you talk about the Astros, okay? They're going to take 2 out of 3 out of St. Louis, okay?
They're going to take 2 out of 3? All right.
You said they were going to take 2 out of 3 from the L.A., from the Dodgers.
I said Dodgers will take 2 out of 3 in L.A. and the Dodgers.
You did? John, did he?
Yeah.
He said the Dodgers are going to win 2 out of 3?
Oh. Yeah, he did. Yeah. No, he did.
Oh, Gilbert was right.
He was right. He was absolutely right.
Then why didn't you fight his taxes, Gilbert? You're on a heater right now.
Yeah.
You I don't know about taxes, okay?
Okay.
Well, you don't have to know about them. You should have said a good number.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got to go, Gilbert. Yeah. Thanks. Taxes have gone up
Do you
now,
know
Gilbert.
Anything about taxes?
Gilbert, do you know anything?
No, I don't. I didn't know about sports, that's all.
Well, what happens if John's taxes go up?
Mm-mm.
Ain't my problem, okay?
Don't we know that?
Save. Thanks for the call, Gilbert. I need you to save. That's what I was hoping he would give me. I need you to save. It ain't my problem anyway. RJ, please save that as a hotkey.
Well, the first one was pretty good. He was pretty adamant. All right, you do this commercial, and I got to find out what I'm doing
here. Go fight your tax. You have no. Gilbert has as good a chance as you did. Don't worry. What spot do you want me to do here, John? Do you have a particular spot here?
Yeah,
I'll just pull it up.
Gulf Coast.
Let's talk about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's not my problem if you don't have a car that's running properly. It's not my problem. Now, I'll try to help you. Unlike Gilbert, who didn't help John with his property tax fight, I am here to help you with your vehicle selection. And if you go to LanceZCars.com, that's LanceZCars.com, you can see the entire stock of vehicles that they have at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They've got new arrivals. And new pre-owned arrivals as well that you can look at, like the 2019 Chevy Silverado 2500. They've got a brand new pickup truck in there, a 2015 Chevy Silverado 1500 for $27,994, a 2021 Chevy Equinox. They got a lot of great pre-owned vehicles for you to choose from. But then when you get to the new vehicle arrivals from a pickup truck standpoint, the big thing for you to understand is they have great finance deals, including awesome cash back incentives and dealer cash. If you finance through GM Financial, you can choose to take advantage of the $2,750 off for the Chevy Silverado. Now, with all the pickup trucks and all the vehicles at Gulf Coast Chevrolet, they are very, very helpful in terms of service with your vehicle. They get you in and out quickly for your scheduled maintenance. And they'll even go so far as to bring your vehicle to you if you're going to purchase a vehicle and you're in Houston, you can't make it out to Angleton. Hey, they can even bring the car and the paperwork out to you, the truck and the paperwork out to you. That's their service. That's something that really sets them apart. Not just the cars and the prices and the trade-in value, but the service and the selection are top-notch. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Fighter of the Night Man.
I miss you, Night Man, so bad.
Coming back, summer sun, has it brought my life back? Hanging in the balance, have you brought the light back?
Let's get back to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More importantly, let's get back to the guy who does all the actual heavy lifting on this show, RJ. Hang in there, brother. Everybody listening knows who's the real hero here. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's RJ and these two guys.
Well, it's only one of these guys because John is presumably fighting his taxes, I guess, because Gilbert wouldn't step in and step up for John and fight because Gilbert said he didn't know nothing about taxes, and he said that's your problem anyway. So,
well, that ain't my problem, you know.
be ready to fire that up. So, John, what just happened?
Because of Gilbert, I've just lost about $11,000. Apparently,
no, well, that ain't my problem, you know.
No, they're changing the time to 11 o'clock. So don't, no one call me at 11, okay?
You have no chance. You haven't done anything.
No, I've done nothing.
You've done no work.
No.
Why do you say this, Mr. Granato? I mean, Art said, tell him you live by train tracks and there's non-whites around you. That should help you.
I do live right by the train tracks.
Actually, I know. You've said that
my
before.
My backyard, yeah.
You've said.
The train is in my backyard, literally. Okay.
You need to say that it scared you, that it gave you AFib.
Right. No, absolutely. It could be. And then the taxes that you're trying to charge me are giving me AFib as well.
And they'll go, well, what comp?
I got to get Gilbert to do this for me.
I know. Well, they might say, just give it to him. He hasn't asked for a number.
But hey, if he continues to call them.
I'm not here. I didn't come for this. Gilbert was not here for the tax fight. He came to talk Astros. I didn't know Gilbert picked the Dodgers 2 out of 3.
Yeah, he picked the Dodgers 2 out of 3.
Yeah, so he was right again.
Yeah, yeah. my neighbors, I live in the community. Actually, one of my neighbors is black. That's fine. So, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Congratulations, okay. John.
Excellent. I moved my time. Thank you. Good night.
That's good enough.
11 o'clock.
You got your case reset.
I gotta go.
In person?
No, it's gonna be virtually.
No, and we're doing a video after this, talking about something like Montero.
I know. Then I gotta figure out how to fight this thing.
Can one of you guys call in and help John fight this case? You can have them stand in your stead.
No,
and they can they have comps.
They can
pull up comps for you.
I did that, and I sent it to them.
Oh, you mean you've already done that?
Well, I've already done that, and they said, no, we don't agree with you.
Oh.
So we got to have a meeting done.
Well, now you have to.
Yeah.
Now do you have your comps still?
I've got to go back and get them, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can have somebody do it and help you. They're good at this stuff.
Yeah. No. I was pretty good at it, too. I've beaten them before.
Oh, I was 5-0.
I've beaten them before until this time. Yes.
Listen, I've won every time except last year, and I realized, uh-oh. And then somebody said, yeah, no one's winning now because they got to get their revenue back.
They're not getting it all back from me, okay?
It's not my problem anyway.
All right.
Tell you that. it's not my problem. I came to a settlement this year. I made a little offer. I went a little bit more on their side, and they said, okay, we'll take that. And I said, man, should I have fought this? No. That loss last year got me shook. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Losing a home, a property tax battle last year, I'm a little bit, I'm straight up shook one.
Yeah, right, I forgot about it last year and didn't fight
him. That's a bad
That was a bad
deal.
Decision.
That's a bad deal.
Bad decision. That I, well, it really wasn't really a decision that I made. I felt like it's not my problem anyway, but it really was.
I got something for you. The six, now, NFL Network did this.
You
NFL.
Do it on the other side?
Yeah, we'll do it on the other side. It's 2023 NFL season. Which NFL fan base deserves a Super Bowl title?
I know which one.
Yeah.
I know which one.
And they ask, I think, six different people from NFL Network / NFL.com, and we'll see what they say. They ask, well, I'll just tell you
okay.
who.
We'll do that on the other side. Back. All right. Right now I'm talking about your enlarged prostate. And if you have an enlarged prostate.
Sweet.
Yeah, well, it's not sweet. It's not good because you go to the bathroom all the time. You can't start and stop. You're getting up in the middle of the night all the time. It really sucks if you want to know the truth. But Dr. Manavis, she is awesome. She's going to fix that. And she's going to fix that with an IV, okay? Not with surgery. We ain't doing surgery here, okay? If it's an enlarged prostate, if it's not cancerous, if it is just an enlarged prostate, Doc Manavis is the only way to go. If you know anyone, because I heard a guy tweeted me, said my dad had an enlarged prostate and he went and got surgery. I was like, what? Why didn't you tell him? He said, I did, and he wouldn't listen. Oh, my gosh, are you dumb? Why would you do that? Why would you get surgery when you could just take an IV and it will shrink your prostate and all your problems will be gone in about 45 minutes? And that day, you're out and enjoying life again as opposed to surgery. Don't get surgery. If you have an enlarged prostate, you got to see Doc Manavis. It's the only way to go about this thing. 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the spirit of radio.
Foot on the gas, I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go before I get to the baby, that's a problem. Cause I'm way too scared to call and you might give me a stay now.
Let's all get back to two white guys talking sports. Wow, that's a totally new concept. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Oh, here's Tab. It's Tab, the Rangers guy. This is the guy that called us. He's
Tab?
Is that it?
I guess so.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Or I think it's Dab.
Is it Dab or Tab? Tab? Okay, let's get Tab in here. Hey, Tab. Hello, Tab, you there? Not there. Beat it, Tab.
He's not there.
He's not here. Okay, fan bases that deserve, I know what number one is going to be.
Well, it's not a number one. It's six different people were asked, and they'll have answers.
Okay.
I'll give you the person first, okay? Jeffrey Chidiha.
Dahmer.
Jeffrey Chidiha.
Jeffrey Chidiha. Jeffrey Chidiha. Who's that? Why do I care?
He's been a long-time writer.
Where is he
ESPN,
from?
He says Detroit. NFL. Yes.
Okay.
He said Detroit. I'm trying to find out if he ever started in Detroit. He went to University of Wyoming. He graduated from University of Michigan. He was at Ann Arbor News in Michigan. So... here we have it. Yes, you got that right. So far you got the first one right. Do the Lions fan? I could get behind that.
Yeah.
I could get behind that being in consideration.
One of them's going to say Cleveland.
What about David Carr? What do you think David Carr said?
David Carr said Houston. No.
Nope.
David Carr said...
Super Bowl winner David Carr.
Yeah. He said the Giants again?
High expectations hover over this team annually, and no one in the franchise or fan base is shy about the desire.
Cowboys. He said Cowboys?
He said Cowboys.
Screw David Carr, then.
Who do you know? Okay, so once again, I'm going to read the name. Which NFL fan base deserves a Super Bowl title? The answer is never the Dallas Cowboys. Not only is it not the Dallas Cowboys here, there is never a time where that should even enter into a conversation. Deserve a title? Cowboys fans? Never.
No.
Never, David. Another sack. Judy Bautista
says the Jets.
Have you read this?
No, honestly, I haven't.
Jets.
Yeah.
She's from New York.
Oh, okay.
I was tempted to pick a team that has never won a Super Bowl. The Bengals or Lions were the first ones, but the agony of Jets fans has permeated the NFL for so long that a Super Bowl for gangrene under Aaron Rodgers might lift the collective mood. I'll be honest, I don't think this is a bad one.
No, I don't either.
I think the Jets are a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're even second fiddle to
the Giants,
their own team in their city, so Jets are a pretty good one. Mark Ross, former personnel exec for the Giants. He did not pick Giants. Who do you think Mark Ross has?
No idea. The Raiders.
I'm going with a team that has been oh so close. Bengals.
Okay. Yeah, the Bengals. It would be nice for their fan base.
I like that one, too. Bengals have been close. They had some good teams.
When was the
last
time Cincinnati won anything? Since the big red? No, the 2000. The 2000 Reds?
Well, yeah, but they have Ellie De La Cruz now.
Yeah, but so, you see how, look at this, though.
You see his numbers now?
Do you see the fan base, too?
What,
I got to give them credit. They are showing up. When that's all you got to give Cincinnati, it's just a glimmer of hope, and they're going
to
be there.
Give them something to watch.
Something to watch.
But they got young players who are hitting, and the team is playing well right now. And Ellie De La Cruz's numbers, like, there's Rookie of the Year is done. NL Rookie of the Year is finished.
Oh, I don't know. The other kid that just hit a huge homer for them, he's a rookie, too.
They've got two.
Yeah.
But De La Cruz's numbers and everything, he's already got like 6 or 7 stolen bases. Like, he's headed for a big year. So, Bengals. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say Browns over Bengals, but that's fine. And then, I don't think this is a bad one, actually. Nick Shook, who's a writer for NFL.com, has another fan base.
Miami.
It's a fan base of a team that is in Super Bowl contention.
Minnesota.
No. The Bills.
Okay. Yeah.
The Bills are a very loyal fan base.
Yes.
They show up. They do backflips off of, you know.
Onto tables.
Onto tables, onto other people on tables.
They're like that kid. What was the kid that dives onto everything? And really hurts himself every time?
The kid who does that? Yeah. Oh, God. What was his name?
He's
RJ, do you know the kid? Yeah. Oh, my God. What's his name?
He was following me.
He was following me on Twitter.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, he doesn't run his own account. The guy who always goes, F this, yeah. S, and then jumps off of something onto barbed wire on the ground. Do you know this guy? He's probably from Jacksonville area.
It's awful to watch.
You have to know him.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I forget his name.
Where did he go?
Anyway, he's like Bills fan. Yeah.
Hold on. Mapes knows who.
Who is it, Sean?
Superhuman.
Superhuman. That's it. There he is. But it's spelled differently, I think.
Yeah, he doesn't spell
it's
right.
It's something weird that.
Two M's.
Yeah.
Superhuman.
There it is.
Is that guy still alive? He posted posted on the 17th.
I saw him jump on something. Yeah, like last week.
How is he not showing up on my Twitter feed? Me and him are.
He's not. He did. He was last.
Me and
last
him
week
are boys. We follow each other.
Yeah.
Superhuman follows 514 people, and I'm one of them. Yep. Off the truck. Oh, with his little beard and a beer belly and the tiny skinny arms.
Yeah.
It is
hurting himself.
Oh no, that was. Oh yeah. Oh no, he's just got pictures of him jumping all over stuff. Now he's just trying to sell merch.
Yeah. Oh,
at this point, he's just selling merch. And he's cut his beard. What are we doing? This guy's, no question.
How many followers does he have?
The last video he had was April 16th, where he's jumping off a table onto a light.
Okay, you're getting away from your story about the Bills.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, the Bills. Their fan base deserves it. You got it. You had to do that. You have to pull me back because this is very easy for me to get pulled into this kind of stuff. ADD is real. Some people say they have it, but I have it, as you can all tell. So the Bills. Yeah, the Bills had heartbreaks throughout the 90s, and then they couldn't find quarterbacks forever. Now they've got one. I'm starting to think that the pressure on the Bills has maybe mounted past the point of no return. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that it's... They have so much pressure to win now that it may start to have a debilitating effect on the team. And the last one is Maurice Jones-Drew.
The Jags. Of course the Jags.
His answers are always anything is going to be.
Who wants to see the Jags win? No one.
There's two answers he has. Even though he did play for the Raiders, so he likes Raiders too. But it's usually about Jaguars or about UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask him who's the best quarterback in this draft, it's Josh Rosen, hands down. That's what he said. It's always going to be Jaguars or it's always going to be UCLA. And I can't get behind the Jaguars. Like that, deserving it ahead of the Bills, the Bengals, the Browns, the Jets, the Lions.
They had to tarp the upper deck of their stadium because nobody showed up. That's not a loyal fan. You know who deserves it? Cleveland fan.
Yeah.
They've been there all these years winning nothing.
They had a team stolen from them.
Yeah.
They had a team stolen from them.
The Lions deserve it.
Yeah.
The Lions have been there.
The Lions have been pathetic.
Yes.
They've been pathetic.
Well, a lot of games they didn't
show
up, though.
If you had the five fan bases that deserve the most, where do we rank? The Texans sold out a lot of stuff for a long time. We've had to put up with Clay Walker, Bill O'Brien, David Culley, Lovey, who just wanted to just leave, just wanted to get out. We put up with the pick six mania. We put up with Coach Ed Reed. We put up with 2013, two wins to start the season, 14 straight losses. We have had the number one pick twice.
We lost our number one
pick. Well, no, three times, I guess.
We lost our number one pick. How many times? Because of the dumbest trade ever. I mean,
yeah. Well, dumbest trade ever, and you lost your number one pick last year.
And you made the worst trade in NFL history with DeAndre Hopkins.
I would say we're in the top 10 fan bases that deserve a Super Bowl.
Yes.
It's hard for me to argue ahead of some teams, though.
We sold out all of these years. We deserve a Super Bowl.
Didn't go,
more than
though.
Jacksonville.
Didn't really go. Yeah, more than Jacksonville.
Way more than Jacksonville.
Didn't really go a lot, though, necessarily.
Yeah.
We deserve more than Titan fans.
Way more. Way more than the Titan fan. Titan
we
fan
deserve
sucks.
More than
they stole our team.
We deserve more than Cardinal fans. Deserve more than Las Vegas Raider fans.
Yeah, Cardinals got there and they didn't win, so they're terrible. No, we don't care about them.
Yeah,
yeah, they got there. We haven't even gotten to an AFC championship. We deserve it. We deserve it. All right, 9:42.
Let us cook.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, let me get my man Dave in here from SiteJab, because for a lot of you out there, you're thinking about building a customized website, or maybe you have somebody in your family that you think can do this, or a family member. But, Dave, the difference with SiteJab is that you guys are really putting together the very best when it comes to RJ. Let's bring up Dave here. Yeah. You guys are putting together the very best when it comes to a holistic approach to helping you build your business.
That's right. This is actually Oliver from SiteJab. Dave's out, so they had to send him to Avengers. Pretty much what we do is we start businesses from ground up, or we help businesses that are already established. We do everything from A to Z when it comes to marketing, from custom websites. And, you know, especially in today's era, it's very important to have that digital footprint, especially as you know, everyone has their mobile device and they're able to access everything, you know, at one button. So again, we're kind of the people that make things happen behind the scenes when it comes to marketing and website creation.
And that's a really big deal too. A lot of websites are not, they're not really optimized for mobile viewing, where a large percentage of viewership now is taking place on mobile devices. So if you're not optimized, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it used to be the bigger push was to make sure the desktop website looked good. But now everyone, you know, has such easy access that we make sure the mobile websites are up to date as well. And we manage all that. And like you said, we tend to adapt the websites to make sure that we're using the specific keywords that your competitors and yourself are using for your business to help drive people to your business, to your website, and kind of get that momentum going for you for lead generation.
We want to make sure, and SiteJab wants to make sure, that you turn those eyes into leads. And the best way to do that is having the best website available. But they do so much more than that. Check them out for yourself at SiteJab.com. That's SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. What did we say to you?
And if I said something to you, maybe I said something when I was drunk and I've forgotten it. But I don't think I said something when I was drunk and I've forgotten it. But if I did, then tell me what it was. And I'll say sorry for that too.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird.
48 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, let me ask you a question. A local Indiana chapter of Moms for Liberty. It's a national conservative parents organization, used this quote in one of their newsletters. He alone who owns the youth gains the future. You think that they should, that this national organization should use that quote? Moms for Liberty. He alone who owns the youth gains the future.
Well, what are we, what's the...
If the government has control over children today, they control our country's future, is what they're saying. Unfortunately for them, that quote came from Hitler.
Oh. Well, I knew what it meant. It also could come from, like, somebody who makes movies for, like... That's also true for anybody who makes Marvel or Pixar or whatever. If you get the youth,
yes,
you control everything
you
now.
The yes,
you
right.
control everything.
You gain the future.
Maybe not the voting so much as just spending money.
I just don't know that you should quote Hitler in this instance.
Well, you got to look into, like somebody said, that's actually very accurate. I like that. Just Google it and just see where it comes from.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just to be sure, like, hey, check on who said that. I don't know. I saw it on a Facebook post.
Yeah, no.
I saw it on a Facebook post. I think it was maybe Thomas Jefferson. It was Hitler. Are you sure it was Hitler?
Yeah.
It was Hitler. Delete it. It's a Hitler post.
Sounds like something he'd say.
Yeah.
It does.
It does.
Do you like sous vide?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Would you eat this sous vide? A TikToker turned a hotel toilet
into a sous vide tub. Okay, here's the thing.
Into a sous vide machine. Would you like to eat whatever that TikToker was making?
I would.
Ooh.
Ah. It's in a plastic and sealed vacuum packed case. It's just cooking in warm water. The sous vide thing is going to warm up the water in there. Now, you didn't tell me if it's filled with stuff, and that's not what they're doing.
I don't care if it's filled with stuff. A hotel toilet. What's going on in there?
I'm going to get 10,000. No worse than stuff that goes on.
And then you got to touch the bag afterwards? Are you? No.
$10,000. The heat is going to kill. I get $10,000 to eat it, right?
You don't get any. You're just going to eat whatever he sous vide. Whatever.
No, I'll just buy something.
I'm not a big sous vide guy anyway. No. I'm not eating. I'm not doing it. I like char. Char it on the outside.
Yeah, but that's what you do. You sous vide it. It's tender and soft, and then you hit it with the...
And then you put it on the grill?
You hit it with the grill.
Or the flames?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just takes longer to do.
It seems like it's a lot of work. Have you ever carved your name into Rome's Colosseum to say, Lance was here?
No. I consider it disrespectful.
If I were you, because you're going to go to jail, okay? You're facing jail time. A tourist was caught on video, and here's another...
Stupid tourist.
Let me show everybody what I'm doing illegally
And they taped it.
And
they showed it.
And they put it out on Facebook or whatever and posted it to Reddit. Hey, brain surgeon, guess what? Guess what you did? You just put yourself in prison.
The self-snitching is incredible.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Although I would like my name on the Coliseum. What do you think this is? Woman in a bikini.
I'm thinking it's some kind of OnlyFans thing.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
She hasn't shaved any of her hair. That's hair. That's her hairy legs.
I can't tell from this.
It looks like it's. It almost looks like it's a tattoo.
Oh, now I can see.
And she says she will never shave again. She's made thousands and thousands of dollars. Because people want to see her body.
It's not people. Let's be honest.
It's weirdos. Let's see.
No, it's
She's
us.
25 years old.
It's
She's a pretty
men.
Girl.
It's our gender.
She's a pretty girl.
She's a pretty and rich girl.
And look at under her arms and her hairy legs.
John,
do you want to go to her OnlyFans page to see her hairiness?
No, I don't. Do I want her money wired directly into my account? Yes, I do.
You do. You want that.
I guarantee her account gets wired more money than my account.
Oh, way more. Way more money. She has 270,000 followers. Okay, on her OnlyFans page.
What are they?
No. She racked up 270,000 views of her armpit hair. People are so.
Are they all paying for that?
Like, people are. It's the fart in a jar that you send people.
It's not people. It's men. Women don't do this. Women aren't going and buying farts in jars.
Women don't do this. Listen, there's a lot of things that probably our decision making's probably better on a lot of stuff.
Mm.
But women are not going to be the ones to buy farts in jars or get weird fetishy OnlyFans accounts. What? They're just not going to. They take advantage of creepy men. That's what this is. They're exploiting creepy men.
Oh, my God. And I don't even want to tell you what she didn't shave. And she got paid not to. And then she got paid to shave it. And then somebody paid her $7,000 never to shave it again. $7,000 so she wouldn't shave there again. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with you men out there? What is wrong with you men out there? Because you have a problem. I don't think there's any question you have a problem.
I don't. I'm just normal.
Did I tell you where the best run cities in the country are?
Best run?
Best run.
I think I heard worst run before.
The worst run cities in the country.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco. We did that. What are best run?
Best run cities, Nampa, Idaho.
Yeah, we've done this.
You did. Lexington, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Those are the best
run. Victoria.
San Francisco, Texas. Not surprisingly.
It's low.
You know what is a really poorly run city?
What?
Stuart, Iowa, because this is their, they paid to have their water tower with their name on it.
It says start.
And it says, it was misspelled.
Boy, they're going to have a lot of regrets about that tattoo.
Yeah, they really are going to have regrets about their tattoo there. All right, we are done. We hope you enjoyed the show, everybody. I've got to go fight my taxes because Gilbert wouldn't. Gilbert would not fight my taxes.
We're stopping the show early to fight taxes.
Gilbert would not. Why wouldn't Gilbert do it? RJ, do you have any idea why Gilbert wouldn't do it?
Well, that ain't my problem, you know.
And he also said, I don't know anything about any taxes.
I don't know anything about taxes. We're done. Is Paul Gallant next? You know,
I'm going to say yes.
You think Paul's here?
Smart money's
on. Apparently, he got in yesterday at 6 in the morning, so he didn't come to work. Do you know how many times I came straight from being out drunk? And he was on a plane. He could have slept on the plane all the way back. Then when he could have got a few hours of sleep and then come in.
Do you know how many times I've come straight to work? Yeah, but you're a different kind of... Look, it's not recommended.
No, but I'm telling you, where's our work ethic today with the youth of America? All right? Paul Gallant, we hope, is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I don't know about taxes anyway. What are you going to worry about taxes anyway?
Well, now it's...
I didn't want to say that after going to take...
Well, now we're probably going to lose our house, Gilbert. We're probably going to lose the house. Thanks. Okay.
Well, that ain't my problem, you know. I don't.
ESPN97.5.com. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
You're listening to 97.5, 92.5 ESPN. I'm Dancing Dave. Stick a fork in me because we're done. Dancing Diana will be in the back half of this sound set, and she'll be taking it off like a prom dress, but not before 20 minutes of nonstop power hits. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Oh, that's so good.